Coronavirus deaths in Joe Biden's first 10 months in office surpass death toll under Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 8, 2021. The U.S. death toll from the Chinese coronavirus in President Joe Biden's first 10 months in office has surpassed the death toll recorded during former President Donald Trump's last 12 months in office, when vaccines against the virus were not available. Approximately 396,529 people in the United States have died from the Wuhan virus under Joe Biden, before he has even reached his 11th month in office, surpassing the entire U.S. coronavirus death toll recorded in 1 year under Donald Trump. The nationwide coronavirus death toll, which was at 396,442 when Biden first took office, is now 792,971 as of Wednesday, according to statistics provided by Johns Hopkins University. On January 21, 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, confirmed the first coronavirus case in the United States, in the state of Washington, after an individual had returned to the U.S. from Wuhan, China. Biden took office nearly 1 year to the date after the first U.S. recorded coronavirus case, and within his first 10 months as president, the country has seen that death toll more than double. President Biden, who campaigned heavily on combating the coronavirus, said during an October 2020 debate with Trump that anyone who's responsible for that many deaths, which at the time was at around 220,000, should not remain as president of the United States of America. When asked last week if that is still the standard after more Americans have died from the Chinese virus under President Biden than President Trump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outright dodged the question. Last month, Psaki had confirmed that Biden plans to run for re-election in 2024. The New York Times has also admitted that more people in the U.S. have died of the coronavirus this year than last year, despite the widespread availability of vaccines. This was supposed to be the year vaccines brought the pandemic under control. Instead, more people in the United States have died from COVID-19 this year than died last year, before vaccines were available, the New York Times reported. On Monday, Trump excoriated Biden's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, suggesting he should leave office for his failures. The former president told reporters Biden said that he was going to beat the virus, but instead, the virus has beaten him, and badly. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.